بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a doubts and questions, and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman, Allah who is Al-Mannan.
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. You're welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have Brother Suhail from the Islamic House of Qom to answer today's questions on Islamic beliefs. Assalamu alaikum, brother. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you for inviting me for this program.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Okay, Brother Suhail, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the main addressees of the last part of our daily salat. We know that Muslims, at the end of the prayer, they send three important salams to different people. As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi s-salihin. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. These are three salams to three important addressees. Let's go one by one. Who are the main addressees of these salams at the end of salat?
Okay, so before we come to addresses, as you have mentioned, the three salams already. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So the salams have different meanings in different concept. Over here, according to different scholars, salam means security, you see, and it has other meanings as well. So, for example, here it comes that from the book of Mani al-Akhbar, Abdullah ibn Fadl Hashimi is quoted as saying, when I asked Imam Sadiq about the meaning of salam, he said salam means security and finishing the prayer. I asked this again, may I be sacrificed for you? How come? He responded, in the past, it was customary for people to consider somebody's coming to them and saying salam to them as a sign of being secure from their harm. However, if you did not say salam when approaching them, they were not immune from him. Similarly, if they did not say salam in response, he was not immune from their harm either. This was a customary among the Arabs. Thus, salam is indicative of finishing the prayer and security.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And we have more of it, but this is one of them, security. So the addresses in the salam, whom are we addressing in our salam? You see, salam in the final part of the prayer include three sentences. As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakat. Peace be on you, O Prophet, and Allah's mercy and His blessings be upon you. Then, as-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi s-salihin. Peace be upon us and upon the righteous servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And, as-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakat. Peace be upon you and Allah's mercy and blessings. The Shia jurists consider only the last sentence as mandatory, wajib, and they regard the first two sentences as recommended. No doubt, the analysis of salam in prayer carried out are related to the third sentence. What follows is the summary, is that when they say that As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakat, in the book The New Treatise by Imam Khomeini, is to the angels or to those with the qualities of the angels. You see? And as in the Islamic teachings, prayer is the ascent of a believer to heaven. And a spiritual journey, we establish a spiritual relationship between our leaders, the Ummah, the righteous group, and angels in the last rakat after tashahud.
Okay, shall we go one by one? So the first salam is given to an address to Prophet Muhammad, you mean, isn't it?
Yes.
Or is it, for example, can it be considered, Nabi can be considered the other prophets before Muhammad too? For example, Prophet Abraham, Prophet Moses, Jesus Christ, or not?
So here, the way it is, Assalamu alaikum, ayyuhan nabi wa rahmatullahi wa barakat.
Ayyuhan nabi, this nabi, who is referring to exactly? Is it Prophet Muhammad only?
Only Prophet Muhammad.
Only Prophet Muhammad.
Yeah.
So, Assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. Now, salihin, who is referring to now?
So, salihin refers to us. So, when if you are in a congregation prayers mm-hmm. and when you are reciting the salam, you are reciting salam on us and all those who are with you in congregation.
Assalamu alayna. So nah. Peace be upon us.
Us, yeah.
Okay.
The people who are praying.
Salihin. Okay.
So here it's saying who have the same belief form of Islamic Ummah and Hizbullah, the party of Allah. Where here when you say alayna, it's in regards to us, the United Muslim Ummah mm-hmm. during the prayer. And wa ala ibadillahi salihin means peace be upon the righteous servants of Allah, subhanAllah. Through this salam, we can keep away sectarianism and self-importance and send peace and salam on all those who tread the path of righteousness. Then the last one says that because assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakat does not specify whom we are talking to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why here we say that this is the salam done towards the angels,
mm-hmm.
the angels or those with the characteristic of the angels. So here, because salat is a good deed,
yes.
In some of the narrations they say that when we say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakat, we see towards the right hand side,
mm-hmm.
because the angel on the right hand side is the writer of the good deeds, and salat is a good deed.
That's right.
Yeah, some of the narrations.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
And before that, there is this salawat, you know. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Okay, so all the people during their salat say this sentence.
Yes.
But for example, when they are out and they want to address to salawat, they put it in the shortened form and they do not say wa'ali Muhammad. So what would be the reason?
Not putting the Ali Muhammad?
Yeah. They do it in the salat, but outside the salat, they do not do that. Mostly the Sunni majority of the people.
So normally it's because a lot of people do not have the idea, like... As we can see in Muslim community, a lot of people know how to pray namaz.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know the meaning of namaz.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they are praying because they are taught in the actual language, the Arabic, but they don't know how it is. So a lot of Muslims, Sunnis, for example, they do not know that there is a kind of salawat that is the minimum
mm-hmm.
of recitation.
Yes.
They know that the salawat is like, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't know that, is this salawat accepted, not accepted? And due to that, they keep on reciting the salawat as in the lower form.
Mm-hmm.
If they come to know and they realize that, okay, the salawat that is accepted is the one that is with Wa'ali Muhammad,
yes.
Then a lot of Muslims would not be reciting the short form salawat anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So here it's in accordance to the information that they have. They do not know if it's allowed or not.
Is there any specific reason or philosophy behind ending your salat with salam?
philosophical reason?
Yeah, I mean, by philosophy, it's not necessarily philosophy, philosophical studies. I mean, the reason, the main reason, and the causes of finishing your salat and prayer with salam.
So, as I said, that salam is normally accumulated as security,
mm-hmm.
or and as well as finishing your prayer.
Okay.
You, like, for example, one of the way we meet with ourselves is that when we are done in a gathering, for example, we say Khuda Hafiz, fi amanillah.
Yes.
You see? So, in the aman of Allah. It's like a way to show that I'm leaving.
Yes.
In the prayer, saying salam, one of the reasons is to show that I'm ending the prayer from the state of namaz, and now I'm coming outside of it. The other is security of your prayer, like you're praying, knowing that the presence, you should have tawajjuh and consciousness of knowing that you are sending salam to the angel, the prophet, that are hazir. You see? It's mm-hmm. not like you're sending salam out of nowhere.
Okay.
In that sense, yeah.
That's right.
Okay, so here is, I'm sorry, as for the addresses in salam in prayer, Shahid Thani said, when you are finished with tashahud, consider yourself in the presence of the Holy Prophet and the angels and close to Allah and say, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi wa rahmatullahi wa barakat, as-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi s-salihin. Then remember Prophet Muhammad, other prophets, the imams, the guardian angels who record your deeds and say, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakat.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one of the quotes by Shahid Thani in knowing what is in the parts of the salam. The conclusion would be this, that the main meaning of salam is safety and security from divine rage on the day of judgment. Two, in the salam of prayer, the prophets, imams, righteous servants of Allah and angels are addressed by the one praying. So here we are talking about all the prophets, not only Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And third, in addition to safety and security, salam in prayer can also refer to salutations towards all of those that we have mentioned.
That's all right.
And we'll be ending over here.
Okay. Thank you very much, Brother Suhail. Very nice elaboration regarding this salam. But we must know that behind these formulas and the sentences that everyday Muslims recite, there are much more to say. And even they say that the asrar or the secrets of salat are not yet known to many people.
Yes.
So by saying the sentences and by the true meanings of the sentences, and the Ahlul Bayt and Prophet Muhammad himself are the best, for example, interpreters and those people who can explain the secrets and the asrar of salat. Thank you very much, Brother Suhail, for a nice elaboration regarding this topic. It was really kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن حسنًا.